In this episode, discover how to use video to become your prospect's trusted advisor.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? What is up? Okay, so this is fun. I actually got two people here at the office today, and me, big time. Oh, and a third employee walked in to drop off some documents to me. Big time. Like, we don't even see people at the office that much anymore. You know, I did a job. I'm doing a bunch of job interviews. You might have heard me in the last interview talk about how we're hiring, and job applicant just said the best thing to me. Like, dude, at every moment, this guy, his opportunities, he seized it. He recognized the window to add massive value and then went above and beyond each time. Like, I want to be surrounded by people that recognize when that window opens, that moment of truth, and they inject massive value into it. When I was a waiter at the Hyatt Aganey Ranch in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is one of their five-star properties. This is way back in the day, like I was in college. And Bill Ida Orley, who was the GM of the property, no idea what happened to that dude, but he used to say that this is your moment of truth. And throughout many moments in your process of interacting with guests, there's a moment of truth where you can cower from that moment and pretend you don't hear where the opportunity is, or tune your ears in, recognize the opportunity, inject value, and rise above like a champion. In this episode, we're going to spend some time talking about that. And in your life, you know those moments. When I was doing the job interview, the kid said to me, and I say kid because, you know, he's younger than me. Didn't matter. Doesn't matter his age. He said at the very end, I go, all right, so I've got time for one more question. And he said, what can I do in the next 36 hours to reaffirm to you that I'm the right hire for this job? And when he said that, I was on Zoom. My eyes went straight down to the table and I'm wearing a ball cap and I looked down and my ball cap kind of like protected my eyes. As I looked down at the table, I thought, that was that kid's moment of truth. And during that moment of truth, he just stepped up and added value there. Because if you're smart enough to recognize that window, if you're smart enough to see that there's a moment there where you can affect change and you seize it, amazing things will happen for you and your business. In this episode, we're going to talk about that. Wirebuzz is member of the strategy team. Jordan Harrell is going to be checking in a few moments. And when I'm talking about your life, I want you to think about, I grew up on the beach, so there's a lot of beach analogies for me. And I think about boats all the time, probably more than most people. But what I really see is that in my life, there are two types of people. I'm surrounded by propellers and anchors. There's going to be anchors in your life that are going to hold you back, but they're going to do it for safety. I mean, that's the purpose of an anchor, is to keep you tied to a certain spot. And they're not going to have the same vision or even the same faith in you. And there's going to be times where those anchors are holding you back. And eventually you look around and you're like, no, I'm a boat. Yo, I'm a boat because I'm trying to get to a destination. This anchor is holding me here. And no matter how much you love that anchor, no matter, you know, how loyal they've been, sometimes, maybe not all the time, but pretty damn close to all the time, you got to cut them damn anchors and set them free so you can hit your destination. Surround yourself with propellers. The more propellers that are going in your destination, the better off you're going to be. And sometimes you're the anchor when you should be the propeller in your life. But be observant. Are you holding yourself back? Or are you the one that's driving yourself forward? Propellers and anchors. Which one are you right now? And sometimes I'm a tugboat. Yeah, I go around the office, like assuming that there were people here, or even on Slack or into meetings, and I start to push people into position, you know, push them into like a tugboat would, kind of jam them here and jam them there. And other times I'm a speedboat and I friggin' zip around this place or get my work done. And I don't care about the wake I create. I'm just speedboating around and get stuff done. And then there are times when I am a sailboat. And the sailboat captain doesn't expect to get to harbor in a straight line because he's just got a sail and he's probably going to tack to the left and then tack back over to the right and then kind of zigzag like the letter Z his way all back to the harbor without biting his fingernails. Worried he's not going to make it before it gets dark. The sailboat captain, for me, is the best metaphor for how I should be working on my team and in my office and in my client projects. I should be knowing I'm getting to that end goal destination, but not disturbing, pushing around, creating wakes or any of those things. Just go with an open heart, knowing I'm going to get there. Now let's talk about money for a moment. I know a lot of you from comments are struggling right now, and you know, I know that we've been really lucky because we've had one of our better years, which is so strange. But our job is to add massive value constantly, add value every single place. And I want to spend time because a trusted advisor adds value. But if you are trying to close deals right now, the quickest and fastest way to get money is to go from the bottom of your funnel. Look up and start rootering the bottom of your funnel by starting with existing clients. Why? Because you're 60 to 70% more likely to sell to an existing client and only 5 to 20% likely to sell to a new one. So when you look at the bottom of your funnel and you've got deals there that are ready to fall out or kind of ready, maybe their funnel's stuck at the bottom. The first ones you should start rootering are the ones that belong to existing clients. You're already a vendor. They've already done business with you. They've broken bread. They know your process. So start prioritizing those that have already said yes, and amazing things will happen and inside your business and inside of your chest cavity. I want you, if you are a solopreneur or you work somewhere, I want you to cultivate a level of passion in your life. Consistently cultivate that level of passion because passion overrides everything. If you're an entrepreneur and you've got a team like I do, consistently nurture and feed passion. Passion overrides everything. And when you're working for a client and you're trying to be the trusted advisor, identify their passion and see if you can, with moments of truth, inject passion in and they'll identify that you have a similar love and that you're willing to serve, especially during moments of truth. You know, I'm just really excited for this period of my life. And maybe you can hear it in my tone of voice right now, but I just went through Tony Robbins' Business Mastery. It's the second time I've done it. First time I did it was in Las Vegas last year. Wirebuzz quickly took off. We generated 76% more revenue. I'll have a big announcement in the next podcast episode. Episode 250, I'm going to drop a big announcement. But what I want you to know is, as I went through Business Mastery, I started to realize that not only am I going through an exciting time, the work that we're doing for Tony, and right now I'm training his entire sales team. He's got a bunch of different sales teams, so I'm training them slightly differently, how to use video and to inject it in the process so they can be the trusted advisor and add massive clarity and use video to stand out in the inbox or text messaging. Because I do know for a fact that when you do it, you separate yourself from PDFs and from other people that you're competing with, and you become the trusted advisor. But every time I go through one of Tony Robbins' events, and it could be UPW, Unleash the Power Within, it could be Business Mastery, it could be the comeback challenge that he did for free on Facebook over 7 days that my wife and I did together, what I realized is how much I love this Tony Robbins size energy that flows through my body. And that energy doesn't exist when I don't get up and start cultivating it and cultivating my level of passion first thing in the morning. I am a fitness first guy because I've discovered I'm kind of an a-hole throughout my day when I don't exercise before I get around other people. I need to burn off my manic. I need to get out there, hit the pavement, go on a run, feel like I'm on top of the world and get my exercise in before I start interacting with people. I have a higher level of attention span, focus, commitment, passion, cultivate a level of passion deep inside you, and amazing things will happen. When I went after day one of Business Mastery, and it's virtual, you know, I'm a Business Mastery series speaker for Tony. But after day one, I started to notice after doing the jumpy thing and jumping around all day, like I'm in a friggin' mosh pit and I'm getting all fired up. I started to notice that after that day, I went home and I was on fire. Like I'm coming up with new ways and new strategies and new solutions to big problems that have been stuck. I unstuck in myself. And you should be doing the same thing if you're working with a like calm passion, you're kind of chill, you need to get up out of that chair, you need to regularly jump like I'm doing right now, and you need to start firing yourself up and allow that energy inside your body to flow, because when you get the right level of energy and passion pumping through your system, it is like a magnet that'll attract other people. And you should be attracting the right type of people with the right level of positive energy into your life. The universe is a lot like a matchmaking system. It really is. And the universe wants to pair up like things. Good people with good people. And they also match up untrustworthy people with untrustworthy people. So constantly elevate your game and find people that you want to serve and do it with all your heart. Have you heard marketers say that their prospects have too short of attention spans to pay attention long enough to understand their product? Like every time I hear that, and I hear it far too often, I literally inside my head, I like flip out and I go off the deep end because a zillion things just start flooding through my brain. And I think of like Steve Jobs saying, quote, some people say, give the customers what they want. But that's not my approach. Our job is to figure out what they're going to want before they do. I think Henry Ford once said, this is Jobs, quote, if I asked customers what they wanted, they would have told me a faster horse, end quote. Jobs goes on to say, people, they don't know what they want until you show it to them. And that's why I never rely on market research. Our task is to read things that are not yet on the page. Pump the friggin' brakes. If you're going to be a trusted advisor, don't just sit back and ask people what they want. Start anticipating what their needs are and get that in front of them. People don't know what they want until you show it to them. The trusted advisor hunts that out. And I like that. Have you ever heard of a great quote that's got another great quote from somebody else inside? It is like two quotes in one smushed in. And when was the last time two great quotes were like time capsuled together? If you can think of any, yo, blow me up on LinkedIn. It's like a fortune cookie inside of another fortune cookie. Like you're not going to see that too often. Jobs and Henry Ford, nicely done, Steve Jobs. But on Monday, I posted a video where I'm telling marketers to stop blaming their prospects for having a short attention span. Instead, that they should be upping their game. And marketers that say that their prospects don't have a good enough or a long enough attention span, that's like a bad chef blaming their guests for not having good tastes. Like if you can't dance, dude, don't blame it on the floor. Instead of blaming your prospects for not having a long enough attention span to evaluate your product, yo, up your game, marketers. Let's grow. You know, comedian Jerry Seinfeld said, there's no such thing as an attention span. There's only the quality of what you're viewing. The whole idea of an attention span, he says, I think is a misnomer. People have an infinite attention span if you're entertaining them, Seinfeld said. Now think about that. Crap marketers think their prospects have a poor attention span. And so instead of upping their game, they've dialed it back just to say, that is something I can't control. What a defeatist attitude in their moment of truth. They didn't even step up. They didn't decide to be the trusted advisor for their prospect or their client. They didn't decide to be the one that's going to get it done. They probably work with a low attention or a low energy. The one that works with the high energy sees that and they go, I can crush that. I can come up with something that's amazing. I mean, Seinfeld's so spot on. The whole idea of attention span is a misnomer. People have an infinite attention span if you entertain them. And as video marketers, isn't that our job? Shouldn't we be hacking attention and pulling people through a customer journey in such a compelling way that it's friggin' binge-worthy? You know, Steve Martin, if you don't know who he is, he's the most famous banjo player in El Mundo. And he's also an online teacher at masterclass.com. But he told his online students, be so good they can't ignore you. I mean, that's my working motto. Well, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the marketers that say their prospects have a short attention span, or are you going to believe two of the greatest entertainers who've ever lived? Crap marketers who don't take ownership in their outcomes, or two of the greatest entertainers of all time. Be so good, make your content so compelling, tell a powerful story, be vulnerable, and provide the opportunity to inject massive value, and you know what's going to happen like a magnet. People are going to be drawn to you. I love it so much. You know, 65% of businesses in America are going to fail in the first 10 years. What does that say about the quality of marketers that are out there? That's what rushes through my brain when I hear marketers blame their prospects. Because if there's a will, there's a way. And if you can inject your passion, if you can become a trusted advisor, amazing things will happen. You know, I read this article from James Altucher. I'm going to screw up his name. I just botch people's names for a living. Dude, you wrote an amazing article. I'm sorry I can't get your name straight. He said, I love New York City. When I first moved to New York City, it was like a dream come true. Every corner was like a theater production happening right in front of me. So much personality, so many stories everywhere. Every subculture I loved was in New York City. I could play chess all day and night. I could go to comedy clubs. I could start any type of business. I could meet people. I had family and friends and opportunities. No matter what happened to me, New York City was a net that could always fall back on and bounce right back up. And now, because of COVID, it's completely dead. And I hear people say, but New York City will always come back. No, not this time. Not this time. I hear people, but New York City is like the center of the financial universe. Opportunities will always flourish here. Not this time, he says. And I hear people say, but New York City has experienced the worst in its history and bounced back. And he goes on to say, no, it hasn't. A Facebook group formed a few weeks ago that was for people that were planning to move and wanted others to talk to and ask for advice from. Within 2 days, had more than 10,000 members. And if you think about it, it's restaurants that get affected, it's universities, it's museums, it's businesses. He goes on to say, we're officially AB, after bandwidth. And for the entire history of New York City, the world until now was BB, before bandwidth. Remote learning, remote meetings, remote offices, remote performances, remote everything. That's what is different now. Everyone has spent the past 5 months adopting to a new lifestyle. This is Todd for a moment now telling you, going off of the quote. Do you realize that COVID-19 just accelerated the remote living work lifestyle by 10 years. It was forced, right? Going back into the article, remote everything because we're AB, we're after bandwidth. And everybody has spent the past 5 months adopting to a new lifestyle, and nobody wants to fly across the country for a 2-hour meeting when they can just jump on a damn Zoom. He said, you know, I could go see live comedy on Zoom. I can take classes from the best teachers in the world from almost free online, as opposed to paying $70,000 a year for a limited number of teachers who may or may not be good. Everyone has choices now. You could live in the music capital of Nashville. You could live in the next Silicon Valley of Austin. You can live in your hometown, in the middle of wherever. And you can be just as productive, make the same salary, have a higher quality of life with a cheaper cost to live. I put this article, it's a long article, and it is beautiful. And you should read it, because if you are looking for opportunities and moments of truth, that's how somebody with your skills and abilities can become a world-class guru remotely without living in a major city center. You know, when I got started and I opened up Wirebuzz, people were like, dude, you're doing that in Scottsdale? Why don't you move to San Francisco? Like, you got 30 clients up there. I'm already the trusted advisor up there because I want to live here. And this pandemic is turning this whole experience. You know, people are working remotely now. Like, Facebook is extending its work from home policy from now until July 2021. Google will let employees work from home until July 21 also. And Wirebuzz, yo, we've got less than 2 employees a day on average since the start of the pandemic. Everybody's working from home. And who knew? But apparently, people prefer to work in their underwear. Who would have known? And my 5-year lease for the Wirebuzz office, it ends in January. And at the end of August is when I have to renew my lease for this big, beautiful space that my wife and my mom, who's a designer, and I built together. We got to notify our landlord. And we made our decision. We're going to let this office go. I love this office. It's my favorite place I've ever worked. So many amazing things happen here. And I've been so lucky financially. There hasn't been a single month in 5 years that I couldn't afford my office space. And I'm not bragging. I overwork. I love to serve. I strive to be a trusted advisor. I know how lucky I am. Every entrepreneur knows how scary it is to sign an expensive long lease, but I know what's about to happen. And one of the reasons that you follow me is that I'm from the future, and I always have been years ahead of the curve, and I love bringing that advance notice to you. And with widespread COVID-related business closures all over, it's obvious what's coming up down the road. The commercial real estate market is about to collapse. And by early 2021, commercial real estate is going to be in a world of hurt. And I'm just not going to get myself stuck in lease. It's not going to serve me. I think it's a blessing that my lease is up. And then I got permission from a very wealthy client of mine. I don't know what his net worth is, but here's what I know. He's worth a whole hell of a lot more than me. And if I told you what he invented, you'd say to yourself, whoa, that dude's probably a billionaire. I have no idea, but I know that I'm coaching him right now, and I'm coaching him how to become the guru in his space and to really step out and to claim his gurudom. I took the path of becoming his trusted advisor. But here's what happened. On a call, he mentioned to me that he was interested in a topic. And he flushed out that topic to me. And then I saw a news story pop up. Yo, I saw a news story pop up that was about his topic. And I emailed him and I shared with him my insights. That was my moment of truth, right? But I don't have any clue what he's financially worth, except during our weekly coaching call when I was teaching him how to use video to lift up his personal brand and claim his gurudom. 2 weeks ago, he was in France. I don't know where in France. I just pictured he was in Paris when we were doing our Zoom call in my head. And then last Friday, I had a first ever He checked in on our latest Zoom meeting from a yacht somewhere in the ocean. I asked him where he was. He said some place that I have absolutely no clue in the world where it is. I've been to like 18 countries in Europe and Eastern Europe and the Mediterranean, and I have no clue where this place is. Dude's got 1,300 employees around the world, and if you thought covering your rent, your mortgage, your office payment was hard, he's got $1 million a month in office lease payments. One of his properties just took a $400,000 security deposit, just seized it for no reason. And you know what he told me? He said, I'm closing my office spaces because I can't put my team at risk. And really what he did, he can't put his team at risk because of COVID. And he gave me permission to think out the box and to welcome this new world where employees want to work in their underwear. And I can nurture that. I don't mean nurture that. You know what I mean. I can nurture the environment that people are going to be the most productive in and provide people that need to get out of their house a place where they can work. And I can do it within budget, save money, and allow me to grow my company at faster rates. All right, so I'm joined right now by a member of the Wirebuzz strategy team. Jordan Harrell is in studio. What is up?
What is up, Todd Hartley? Thanks for having me.
Dude, so much fun. Now, Jordan is really good at recognizing the moments in the sales process where he can be a trusted advisor. He can inject clarity. He can demonstrate passion. He can find opportunities. Jordan, give me an idea, like within the last week or so, where you were going through your process and somebody gave you like a red flag opportunity where you could, a moment of truth, step up and demonstrate some passion or inject some clarity.
Oh yeah, no problem. So let's talk websites. First off, I want to say that no one buys through confusion, right? Anytime you're looking for shoes or a new pair of, you know, underwear, whatever it might be, if it's confusing, if the buying process is confusing, I'm not buying.
If you confuse, you lose.
Exactly, right?
So Donald Moore.
Let's take that same mentality and apply it to sales. For websites, for an example, if it's getting confusing and you can see that your prospect is starting to wonder, okay, what does that exactly mean? What is that going to look like? And what is the scripting phase? And what is a wireframe? That's a perfect opportunity for you to get on camera after your meeting and record a one-to-one video. I like to call it a personalized video that you can send to your prospect's inbox saying, hey, I just want to recap what we talked about today. If you have any questions, just follow up with me. Let's jump on another call and I can explain it in more detail.
Dude, it's so funny. In this, I just did a webinar for a company in the Bay Area. They have like 70 hospitals or medical groups in 16 states around the US. And I had their sales team and was just training them. And I was telling them the same thing. I was telling them like, you identify that moment and step up to the plate. And before you know it, they're like, that person, Jordan, totally gets us, and you become their like guru instantly.
Exactly. Anytime there's a pause or an awkward silence or maybe a, yeah, we get it. Yeah. Anytime you see that, that's a red flag. Signpost that, create a follow-up video, send it to their inbox. If they need more clarity, you gotta provide it.
David Meister, the trusted advisor, he's the author of the book. By the way, your client, my client, who I'm not going to mention, I'm just going to mouth their GM's name to you. You'll know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay. He knows. And she's the one that, this is a $5 billion company. She came out here and worked with us for a week and she's like, oh my God, you guys need, we trained her. She goes, you guys need to read The Trusted Advisor. The author said sincerity. The way we usually mean it has to do with intentions, and we assume it comes from within, but our clients have no way of observing sincerity except through external behaviors. From certain behaviors, like attention paid, interest shown, advance work done, empathetic listening, we infer an internal state that we call sincere. And what I love about this is by you listening, you're able to, by you listening and then injecting clarity, you're able to demonstrate with some advanced work that you are this trusted advisor in their life that's going to help them get to that next step.
Exactly. I don't like to see myself as a salesman, right? I just want to provide a lot of value. I want to help people achieve their goals. And so the key word there is help. If you're helping someone, why would you leave them hanging when they're confused? Anytime you see confusion, you gotta follow up. You gotta make sure you're answering their questions, you're being that trusted advisor, and make them dependable on you for that resource.
I love that you brought that up, because the trusted advisor always asks, how can I be of help? What do you need? And they also look for things that aren't said and scour the news for the opportunity to show that you're passionate about the topic. And, you know, David Meister says, a good rule of thumb, a good rule to remember is that in relationships, there are no winners and there are no losers. There's no win-lose or lose-win combinations. There are only win-wins and lose-loses. So if you can be creating win-wins constantly and just create a habit, that company, that client is going to keep you around forever.
Exactly. And you know what? I want to go back to being that trusted advisor. You know what that means? That means you're now a friend to your client.
Yeah.
They come to you with questions. Maybe they come to you and send you pictures of what their family outing was last weekend. When you get to have that relationship status with your client, let's talk about quotas, right?
Right.
Your quotas are now going to go through the roof. You want to know why? Because anytime they have money left over under the pillow cushions of the couch, they're going to hit you up and say, hey, I want to do a project with you. I know you're the right person to figure out what it's going to be.
Jordan brought up pillow cushions for a reason, because
Go ahead.
You know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
One of Jordan's clients out of the blue called and they found some money in the cushion of their couch. And was that did that deal end up creating the biggest month of your career?
Oh yeah, it was the biggest month of my career. And what's more important,
by maybe 2x.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna have to work extra hard to beat that month. Yeah. But hey, it's a new goal, which I'm eager to crush. But what's really cool about that relationship is every time we had a weekly update call, I found every opportunity to provide some education or some digital marketing advice, to the point that that client actually started saying, hey, I know we're going to talk about this, but I actually wanted to nerd out with you about a certain topic that I just researched. What do you think? And so when a client comes to you just for advice or general marketing knowledge, I was like, all right, yeah, I can crush this. Let's just have a conversation. Yeah. And I found that our meetings were going like 30 minutes over.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. You know, I was providing value and he found it very helpful.
Oh, and he found money in the cushion. Good on you, trusted advisor. So David Meister says, quote, we don't want people to be interested in us as a means to an end, as a destination for their own purposes. We want people to be interested in us as fellow voyagers, people who care about us enough to go on a journey with us. And dude, that's your scenario. That's my scenario. Like all damn day long, I'm like, how can I demonstrate to them that I'm on this journey with them?
Right. Yeah. Listen, Todd, you know, I'm a friendly dude. I want to be buddies with everybody that I meet. So, you know, that might be a flaw of mine. It gets me in some sticky situations.
Yeah.
But when you're able to take that and apply it to your clients and your prospects, it's just so much easier to establish that relationship. Get them under your wheelhouse of, okay, this guy is the man that I need to go to with, or woman. Right. Man or woman.
You sexist pig.
That has the expertise and knowledge, and he's cool. You know, I text with my clients all the time.
Yeah.
I send them videos of what I'm doing. I have one client that we both love trucks, and we're out camping, and we exchange photos all the time. And that type of relationship has landed me more deals in my career.
Dude, I'm so proud of you for saying that, because, like, by the way, I think of Jordan, and I know it sounds weird, but, you know, Jordan, I think of Jordan as like one of our Wirebuzz babies, because he came in and we got to train him, and he does everything the right way. So when I hear you say that, dude, I like well up in pride, because I got you to the right place where, you know, where you can serve people from your heart. And this trusted advisor quote I love is, while most providers sell on the basis of technological competence, most buyers buy on the basis of emotion. You know, it goes back to my grandfather, who would always tell me people do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of developing relationships. And the way you make your clients feel, the way I make my clients feel, and for those of you that are trying to be trusted advisors, Maya Angelou has said many things brilliantly. But one of my favorite is, at the end of the day, people won't remember what you said or did. They'll remember how you made them feel. So if we can make people feel great and we can add value into their life, they will keep us around forever. I've got, you know, I was a young CEO with Wirebuzz, and I was at ASCO, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, which for those listening is like, that's like the Super Bowl of cancer conferences throughout the year. I know it sounds weird, but you know, it's where the industry gets together to discuss the latest advances in the fight against cancer, and God love them for doing that work. And I go every year. This is my first year in a decade I haven't gone, but one of my first times, our first client, I'm standing there, you know, like you're in a circle with people, kind of like when you're, you know, you're standing around at an event, like God love us if we could ever go to events again and stand in a circle and not have to be 6 feet from people. So I'm in a circle, and this guy says, and he is the CEO of a billion-dollar company. He's one of our first clients. I'll mouth you the name. Okay. And he says to the other people, well, I'm glad you guys are all here in this circle with me. You guys are my unofficial advisory board. And Todd, you with the technology, and the researcher with the latest medical that I need to know, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, wow, I'm a trusted advisor. I'm in the inner circle. And the faster you can get there, the quicker it'll be like I was telling a story before you walked into the studio about the client that I just did some training while he was on his yacht last week,
wow,
right? Somewhere. And how I got that thing started with him, how I became the trusted advisor, is he told me a topic he was passionate about, that his company is like going to venture out into this new territory. And I happened to be going through the news the other day, because I'm a news junkie, and I'm going through the news, and there was a New York Times article with the latest research on that topic. So I read through it, because I can't be a lazy person and be a trusted advisor. So I read through it. And then, like I was producing a talk show, I pulled out all the best quotes and data and just sent him like, hey, I was just reading this. This is right in alignment with our conversation. As you're pulling together your research for your company, here's some great talking points out of this New York Times article. And I sent it to him. And what happened? That was like meeting number one. Meeting number two, he's like, dude, I need some training with you.
Right.
Trusted advisor stuff.
Exactly. Now, also want to talk about, all right, let's say we close a deal. That doesn't mean that this whole process just goes out the window. Just today, I actually recorded a video for one of my clients, because we are in the copywriting phase of their project. And we know that takes a couple of weeks for our copywriters to really do their research and start to come up with a content sequence. And in that moment, clients sometimes feel like they've been abandoned. And that's because no one's reaching out, no one's communicating back and forth as far as like where the copy's at, when is the next meeting going to be. So you know what I did? I got in front of my camera. I'm like, hey, I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know what's going on behind the scenes. And so I want to signpost that. Behind the scenes, people want to know where their money is in the process of their project, right? They just paid a bunch of money and they want to feel secure. So here's what I'm doing. I'm giving him weekly updates. Hey, Dan, I just want to let you know that your project is with the copywriters. They're telling me they're making great progress, and we're going to get something over to you here shortly. Look out for an email from us. We're going to schedule a follow-up meeting where we're going to present it to you, and then you can give us your feedback. Boom, super easy. It was like 10 seconds out of my day. Sent it to him, and now he's calm. He's super chill. He's not freaking out about where his money's at.
I love everything about that. I'm so proud of you for doing that, for recognizing the moment of truth where you get to demonstrate the level of relationship and the level of hands-on attention. It happens throughout the day. Great people decide to take action on it. average people allow it to become water under the bridge and move on. But I think we all know that if you seize the opportunity and you bring people through the process, they will love you and keep you around forever, because the number one reason that a company leaves a vendor and starts over is lack of transparency. They don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And when you don't know what's going behind the scenes, you start developing your own conspiracy theory about what's not happening and why they're not reaching out to you. And before you know it, you're livid. So if you start to see that there's something happening, like Jordan said, behind the scenes, grab your camera, inject clarity, become that trusted advisor, bring them up to current so they know what's going on. And every time I do that, dude, I get a message back to people with some type of form of love. Oh my God, I love you guys. That is so cool. Thank you for doing that. Heart emoji, right? So don't miss that opportunity to inject clarity along the way and become the trusted advisor. It'll change your freaking career. He's Jordan Harrell. He's Wirebuzz's member of the strategy team that helps us crush projects, and he's a boss at being a trusted advisor. Jordan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Todd.
Wow, that was fun, man.
That was good.
That was a lot of fun.
I like that.
For those of you that want to learn more about using sales, stay with me for 2 seconds, Jordan, before I wrap up. For those that want to learn how to use the power of video in this new world to sell remotely, because you can't get face-to-face to people and you want to know the skills to be a trusted advisor and to use video and to move people at faster rates, we've got 20 minutes of free learning. Yep, it is full free. And you can get access to it. It features yours truly on video, the way you prefer to learn, visually, where I'm teaching some of our best secrets. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And we'll continue to do our job right here, bringing you the latest information in the world of video marketing, and really own the intersection for you of where sales and marketing and your events and your corporate communications all intersect. That's where Wirebuzz lives. We'll bring you the latest information so you could be a video marketing master. Peace. Hey, Jordan, can you drop a piece?
Peace. That was pretty good.
Awesome, dude. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.